بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today inshallah we'll start the Arabic class and we'll start by revision of all the vocabulary words which we have it from the start. And we read the first one, dar,
dar.
House.
House.
Zed.
Zed.
Food.
Food.
Zara.
Zara.
Visited.
Visited.
Zeh. Holder of.
Holder of.
Word.
Word.
Roses.
Roses.
Wadda.
Wadda.
Wished.
Wished.
Aw.
Aw.
Or.
Or.
Wa.
Wa.
And.
And.
Raddada.
Raddada.
Repeated.
Repeated.
Wad.
Wad.
Valley.
Valley.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Up. Page 13. Up. Father. Up. Father.
Up. Father.
Rab.
Rab.
Lord.
Lord.
Dog.
Dog.
Bear.
Bear.
Thawab.
Thawab.
Again. Thawab.
Thawab.
Reward.
Reward.
Assasa.
Assasa.
Furnished.
Furnished.
Thabata.
Thabata.
Or Thabata.
Thabata.
Fix it.
Fix it.
Bird.
Bird.
Cold.
Cold.
Tabat.
Tabat.
Perished.
Perished.
Rattaba.
Rattaba.
Adjusted.
Adjusted.
Thawb.
Thawb.
Dress.
Dress.
Thawr.
Thawr.
Ox.
Ox.
Badr.
Badr.
Full moon.
Full moon.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now page 20. Akh.
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 Again. Akh.
Akh.
Not hach. Now with the vocabulary in page 22, clarify to you how we can read it. What is this letter? This is A. Okay? A.
A.
A. And what is this letter? This is the Kha. So it is Akh. 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 Okay? Akh. Not Ha. A. Kh.
أخ
أخ أخ أخ أوكي أخ means brother. Okay, then the next one, what is this? This is A. I want you try to pronounce one letter by one. Okay, so what is this? A. 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 Try to get the habit to move your, make your tongue very big. Eh. Eh. What is this? Ha. Again.
Ha.
Ha.
Yes. Okay.
Ha.
Good.
Ha.
Okay. Mashallah.
Ha.
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 Ouch.
أحد. قل هو الله أحد. Again. أحد. Again.
أحد.
I want you to feel the ح. أحد. 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 Okay. Very good. Next word. ب. ح. ر. If you want to divide it, divide it. Okay, the most important in the Arabic is to know the letter. Okay, so this is ba, ha, r, bahr. 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 Okay, this is the next one. I hope this is easy, but I will ask you a question in this one. Okay, if you know it, please raise your hand. Okay, y'all, go ahead. Very good. This is har. Now, what about this alif here?
Long
vowel. Very good. How you know it is a long vowel? Because it is preceded by a fatha. Okay, alif preceded by a fatha is a long vowel. Very good, har. Okay, next word. Who will know the next word? Which is... Very good. Okay, and also... I want you to tell me what is the waw in this. Who? Okay, very good. So this is حوت. This is حوت and the واو is a long vowel because it is preceded by a dhamma. Okay. The next word, this next word is always in the Quran. Okay, so I want you to know it because it is the meaning of the word is reward. Okay, this is always in the Quran. Okay, it is ajr, ajrun. Okay, ajr. I want you to be sukun, not dhamma. Ajr. Okay, ajr. 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 Okay, ajr is the reward. Inshallah, we will move to the next, which is, who will read for me this one? Okay, who will read this one? Okay, okay, go ahead. Haraja. Very good. But why she, I forget your name. Muhiba. I forget all the names to tell you that. Okay. Both of you Muhiba?
Yes.
Ah, mashallah, but she looks Muhiba. Okay, sister, all of you know how to read Kharaja or not all five-way discussions in the Arabic. It cannot be. Yes, it can't be with sideways discussions, okay? If you have any problem, ask me. Now Kharaja. Okay, why not all of you know how to read Kharaja? Kharaja. Five times and we... Kharaja. This is the letter Kha, and this is the letter Ra, and this is the letter J. Kharaja. Please say it five times.
Kharaja.
Again.
Kharaja.
Again.
Kharaja.
Again.
Kharaja.
Again.
Kharaja.
Again.
Kharaja.
Again.
Kharaja.
Alhamdulillah. Who will read the next? It is more easy. Okay. This one is more easy. Okay. Okay. No, not sister Muhiba. Who will read this one? Okay, I will help you with it. What is this letter? This is A. What is this letter? This is Kha. And what is this letter? This is Z. Okay. A, Kha, Z. A, Kha, Z. Again. A, Kha, Kha, Z. A, but I want you to pronounce, okay, look to me. A, A, Kha, the.
The.
A.
The.
A.
The.
A.
Ha.
The.
A.
Ha.
The.
A. Ha. The.
A.
Okay. Next word. First, let us know the letters. Say, la, la. Say, rejs.
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 Okay, the next one is an easy one. Okay, just I want you to concentrate that you know the letter. What is the first letter? J. And what is this? This is D. Okay, so it is Jad. Jad. Jad.
Jad.
Jad. This is very good. Jad. Jad. Okay, what is the next one? Okay. I want you, sister, to get the habit to pronounce the long vowel big, so that by time you will not miss it. Okay? So when jazakallah khair. So when I write, okay. Lesson number six, sisters, we have six letters. Okay? These six letters, we make it one family because of the way of writing them. This is it. It, they are all one family, but then we divide it into three groups. Okay? These three groups, every two of them are very similar to each other, except in the dot. Okay. So every two, you have to know that this group, number six, okay, this group of letters, every two of them are similar to each other, exactly. But one of them has dots, the other one doesn't have dots. Okay, what is this group? This group will start with this letter. How to write the letter? First, sister, so that alhamdulillah we try to learn everything. Okay, this is this looks like a very small plate. You know the small plate? Okay, so just make a small plate like this. Okay, then another small plate, then very big one. Okay, can you please do it in your notebook so that you feel the letter? When you write it, you will feel. Small plate, big plate. Okay? Again, small plate, big plate. Small plate, big plate. Okay? Okay, sister, did you write it? Every one of you write it? Small plate, small... Keep on writing until the rest of the group write. Small plate, big plate. Small plate, small plate, big plate. Okay? Okay. Now, when I tell you how to write it, what did I tell you? I told you, sister, I want you to write a small plate. Correct? You reminded. I am trying always to give you reminders to help you. I told you this letter, when you write it as a small plate. So I want you to take this letter. You see? This is the scene. It is like the letter F in English. Okay? So how I remember this group? I remember that she told us small plate. Ah, S, S. This is the S. This is the letter scene. Okay? What is the name of this letter? The name of the scene. What is the name?
Scene.
What is the name? Okay, I don't care for the name. I care for the way you pronounce it. Because how you pronounce it, you will read. I pronounce it, I remember that it is a small plate, so I will pronounce it like the letter S. When you say sun, sun. You see, you know how to say sun? This is the letter S. So when I see this letter, I tell to myself, yes, this is a small plate, this is the letter C. Okay, what is the other member? Because they are always brothers. Two letters, brothers. Okay, the other letter is the same one. Okay, but it has three dots. Okay, and when you add dots, keep in mind that you will add something with the letter. Now, what was this one? It was S. Okay, I add three dots, so I will add an H. So it is shh, 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 shh. When you say to someone, shh. Khalas. Alhamdulillah. You learn these two letters easy. So when you see this letter, again here, okay, I tell you, sister, what is this letter? Always, sister, try to have a link, okay, in your mind. So you tell, this is the small plate, this is S. And the other one will be having three dots, and it will be shh. Okay. Keep in mind for all the Arabic letters which have a big end like this, is that this is the way when you write the letter at the end. Okay? But if I will write the letter at the beginning, okay, this is one small plate. Second small plate, I am writing on a line and I will connect. So I will make it straight line. Whenever I have this big plate, I always shift it to or change it to a straight line because another letter will come here. Okay? So, with this group of letters, which you will have it, okay? This group and the next one, okay, they have the big plates, the other group is also. Whenever I see the big plate, I tell to myself, this is at the end. Why at the end? Because there will be no connection. I can make a big plate. For example, I can write, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this scene at the end. Okay? For example. Whatever. Okay? Now I can write the scene at the end with the big plate because there is no connection. But when I need to connect with the scene, for example, when I say Sabt, okay? When I tell you what the day, Saturday in Arabic is as Sabt. Saturday in Arabic is Sabt, okay? So what I mean is that this big plate, now it is a straight line. Why? Because I have to connect. I need to have a connection. Yes. Actually, all of this is clarified in the notebook. When I will write this, when it is at the end. But when I am planning to connect, so if it is at the beginning, one small plate, straight line. Okay? This is the letter scene. Okay, let us move, okay, to the next page, together so that we know how to pronounce the letter seen with the long vowels and the short vowels. Okay? Page number 26. In page number 26, can you please get page number 26? Okay? Yes. Now seen with the fatha, it will be sa. Okay, so let us read together sa. How I know that this is sa? You look, I put the letter S and A at the beginning. Sa. It is clear for all of us. So let us read together sa. Okay. Then if I move to with the long vowels, it will be sa. There is something missed here. What do you notice in the long vowel? The fatha. You see, I didn't put the fatha so that you pronounce. Where is the fatha? You see, if there is no fatha, you tell me, Sister Mona, there is something missing. Okay, because you cannot make it long vowel without the fatha. Okay, I want you to look at the sister with me in my notebook. Here, if I tell you, Sister, this is alif, is a long vowel. You told me, no, Sister Mona, you missed the fatha. Because the long vowel needs to have, you know, a short vowel similar to it preceding it. So this cannot be an alif except if there is a fatha before it. And the next, it cannot be a waw except a dhamma preceding it. And the third, it cannot be a ya except a kasra preceding it. Okay? And this you do it for all the page. Okay? I want you to have this for all the page. Okay, fatha before the alif, dhamma before the waw, kasra before the ya. Okay, this is for the first group, then we will move together for all. Here, I want you to look here, fatha before the alif. Okay, dhamma before the waw, kasra before the ya. Okay, and this I will follow it with you in all the letters. I didn't put it so that inshallah you start to realize the importance of the short vowel with the long vowel. Okay, fatha before the alif, dhamma before the waw, kasra before the ya. Okay, because it cannot be a long vowel except there is a fatha before it. So now how I will read this one, it will be sa. All of us together. First, seen with a short vowel fatha, it will be sa. All of us together, sa. One A. Then, seen with a long vowel alif, it will be sa. Again, sa. Okay, the next, seen with a dhamma, will be su. Su. Again.
Su.
Okay, seen with a long vowel, wow, it will be su. You see the difference? Su. Okay, seen with a kasra will be si. Okay, seen with a kasra and ya, si. So we will read it all together. Sa, sa. Su, su. Si, si. Alhamdulillah. Now we will move to the second letter, which is the brother of the seen. What is the brother of the seen? The brother of the seen, we said it is the sheen. It's the same seen, and I added the H. Sheen. Okay? So again, if you look to page 26, sheen with a fatha will be sha. 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 Then we have to add the fatha again above the sheen with the alif, so it will be sha. Okay, sheen with the dhamma will be shu. Sheen with the dhamma and waw, I want you to add the dhamma. Okay, it will be shu. Sheen with a kasra will be shi. Sheen with a ya and the kasra, please add the kasra, will be shi. So alhamdulillah, now we learn two letters. Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Seen and sheen. Okay, now I want you please to get page 28. Okay, because I will give you some vocabulary so that you recognize. You feel that, alhamdulillah, you recognize it or it is not yet clear for you. Okay, now I want you to read for me this word. And you know, sister, this word is always in the Quran. Okay, but yes, but you see. Now I want you to tell me what it is. Okay?
Sabaha.
Sabaha. This is Sabaha. Okay, this is Sabaha. Go ahead. You want to? Okay, no, I will do. No, I will. JazakAllah khair. Okay. Now, just I want you to concentrate, sisters. Okay. Now, when you read the word, it will be what? Sabaha. Okay. It will not be Sabaha. It is not Sabaha. Okay. In the Quran, okay, it is always. I will show it to you, inshallah. Now, this is the Sin, and this is the Ba, and this is the Ha. Okay, clear? Now, when we read this one, we say Sabaha. Okay, Sabaha is to swim or swim, related to swimming. Sabaha, swimming. Okay, but in the Quran, this is, you know, in the Quran, you will find the Sin with the Fatha. And the Beh will having something like this. You see this one? This one is called Shadda. Okay, I will teach you this now because we started, you know, with to move more. Okay, with this Shadda, okay, you will say Sabba. As if there are two letters. Two Beh, not one Beh. How, look to this one, how many here? Two. So when you say it above any letter, you pronounce this letter with the force of two. Sabaha. Sabaha. You see this? This is the shad. When I see this one, I say to myself, I have to make Sabaha. You see, this is Sabaha is in SubhanAllah, you can give me the Quran. There is, you know, the part 28 from the Quran, most of the surah starts سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ سَبَّحَ to glorify. So alhamdulillah, now you learn this, sisters, alhamdulillah. Now I will let you read inshallah from the Quran. Seen, sheen are a lot in the Quran, inshallah they will help us. So this is سَبَّحَ. But I will always test you how to read the difference between sabaha and sab. You feel that you take long time with the letter b. Sabaha. Okay, to glorify. The other one is or to praise. Okay. طيب الحمد لله. Now the next one is more simple. Look here, sister. I want you in your notebook to put the shadda. I didn't put the shadda because I want to explain it first. In the first word, in the word of sabaha, please look to me here in your notebook, put the shadda. Above the letter B, put a shadda. Above the fatha, put shadda. Okay, how to write the shadda? Two very small plates. Okay, did you put it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all of you, if you need help, tell me, I can put it on you. Then you look here and you say to yourself, this letter B, I have to pronounce it strongly. Sabah. Sabah. Why? Because of this one. Okay? Khalas, alhamdulillah. Okay, now, the next one. Okay, alhamdulillah, this is all words from the Quran. Sajada. To prostrate. Sajada. Because this is the letter S. S with the A. Sa. Plus J with the A. J. Plus the with the A. Sa. J. De. Okay? To prostrate. All this, alhamdulillah, we will read it, inshallah, from the Quran. Next one is also easy. Excellent. Sahab. Again and again. Sahab. I want you to pronounce the long vowel. Sahab. If you want to write it, write it. Write every word with, yes, write sahab. Okay, go ahead. While you are writing, sisters, I want you to pronounce loudly. Sahab. Okay, sahab. You see how many, sahab is clouds. Also from the Quran. All this, inshallah, I will show it to you in the Quran. But let us, inshallah, move. The next one is also from the Quran. This is the magician of Prophet Musa. Okay? Sahir. Sahir. How I know? What is this here? Alif? This is a long vowel. Why
because it is preceded by a fatha. So I will read sa, double a, ha, sa, ha, r, sa, ha, sa, ha.
There's a kashra.
Okay, now we will move toward the number 6, the letter sheen. We finish with the letter sin. Now we will move to letter sheen. Now let us read together simply. What is this letter? This is sha. Alhamdulillah. Sha. I put a fatha, so it is sha. And what is this? This is the ja. The sukun, ja. And the reh, sukun, shajar. Shajar. I want you to differentiate between the sheen and the jim. Okay? Shajar. 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 Okay? Shajar. Shajar. Try to feel every letter different. Shajar. Whatever fatha, dhamma, kasra, forget about it now. Because this is will be according to where the word is in the statement. Just I want you to know sha, ja, ra, to feel the difference of the letters. This is sha and this is ja. They are close when you pronounce them. Sha, ja, ra, shajar, shajar, shajar. What is the next? The next, okay, is mankind. Bashar. Bashar. Ba. Okay, this is ba with the fatha. Sha with the fatha. Bashar. 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 Okay. The next word is also from the Quran, which is when Allah says, Ayyukum ashaddu. Shadu. Now, okay, subhanallah, this is shadu. Shad. You can put dhamma, no problem. Put dhamma, please, sister, at the end. Shadu instead of the sukun, put dhamma. Shadu. This is with a fatha. This is sha with a fatha. Shadu. Ashaddu. Ayyukum ashaddu azabun. Okay? Next word is the word which is evil. Shar. 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 Okay? Shar. Sha. This is the sha and ra. Shar. When someone will tell you what is this, you tell them this is shar. Evil. Shar evil. Okay, alhamdulillah, now we finish all the words in the vocabulary related to sin and the sheen. And sister, they are, alhamdulillah, all from the Quran. So if you memorize them, believe me, sisters, if you memorize the vocabulary of this notebook, inshallah, when you read the Quran, you will feel yourself getting the meaning. Okay? Yes, inshallah. Now I will show you from the Quran one word which we read it now, and I want you, inshallah, not to tell me how to read it. Just try to know that you know how to read it, and then you tell me. Read open Surah Al-Asr. Okay? You have the Quran with you, Surah Al-Asr. Okay? I will give you for your group, I will give you this one. And look to Surah Al-Asr and tell me, there is a word which we have it today. Where is this word in Surah Al-Asr? Now we will have the second group of the letters. Lesson number 6, page number 25, we will have the Saad and the Daad. Okay, now page 25. Okay, now what we have the first group? The first group we have seen and the sheen. Okay? What was the sheen? The sheen, I told you, small. You remember the word small. And we have the sheen, and we say this is the sheen. Correct? S. And what is the sheen? SH. Okay? What is the sod? The sod is a heavy sheen. You know, this is the sheen where I say sad. Sad. Okay? But the sod is equal to boss. For example, look to me, sister, for example, when we say salah, sa, 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 sa. Not sabaha. Sabaha. Sa. Sa is a light C, sa, C, S. Sad is a heavy S. Okay, so again, seen, seen is a light S. Because it is a light S, look here, sister, there is no dot. Thought, which is a heavy S. When you see a dot, this means that this is a heavy letter. Okay? What is the meaning of a heavy letter? You pronounce it with all your mouth. Thought. Thought. When you say as-salah, 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 not like sabaha, sabaha, sa, okay? Look to me how I pronounce the seen. I say sa, sa. Look to my mouth, sa. I want you to say after me, sa, sa. You see the, how your mouth is moving? Simple movement, sa, sa, sa. But when I say the sa, all the muscles of my mouth, thought, thought, heavy, thought, thought. Say side, sister, three times, thought, 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 thought. So you say, as-sala, 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 sadiq. When I say, sadiq, I didn't say, sadiq, I say, sadiq, heavy letter. Okay, so this letter sad is a heavy S. Okay, heavy S. Okay, and the brother of this letter is the same, okay, but with a dot. Okay, this is the heaviest letter in the Arabic, the dad. And the Arabic language is called the language of the dad. Okay, because dad is more heavy than the sad. Okay, the dad is like the da with a dot. Why a dot? So that it is a very heavy da. Da, da, da. Maybe you cannot recognize, يعني feel it yet. Now quickly, take your time. Try to listen again. Try to learn while we are learning. Then inshallah you will learn. I want you to know how to write the sad and the dot also again. Okay? Now you will make a small curve. You see this curve? Okay, another curve and a third one. Okay, one up. Okay, one down, one down. This is supposed to be. Once this is the thought. Okay? Okay, elongated curve and you return it again, then a big plate down. Elongated curve, this is the most easy way. Okay, here. This is the thought. Okay, a small elongated curve. You get it back, a big plate. Okay? This is the easiest way to write it. And I clarify it to you in the notebook. This is the sad, which is a heavy seed, a heavy S. Okay? And the dad is a heavy G. Okay? Now you will learn more when we will get page number 26 again. Okay? And we'll have the sad with the fatha. 26. 26, not 27. 26, we'll have the thought with the fatha. It will be, look to me, sister, saw. Now all of us together, saw. Saw. Not sad, saw. Because it is a heavy S. Saw. No, saw. Okay, and with the, I want you to put the fatha. Put the fatha, good, okay, please put the fatha here, and it will be sa. Here, look with your group, here, put the fatha, sa. Okay, because I didn't put any fatha or dhamma in this page. Okay, sa. Okay, so I want you to say all of us, sa. 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 Here, fatha, dhamma, kasra, fatha. Here, fatha, very good. Dhamma, kasra, fatha, dhamma. Oh, okay, fatha, dhamma, put dhamma please here, and kasra here. Dhamma, put here dhamma. No, no, this is not dhamma, this is sukun. Dhamma, and here kasra, and here is fatha, and here is dhamma. Okay, so now we will read together. Sa,
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 su.
Su, si,
si,
da,
da,
du,
du,
di, Indeed. Now let us have some words so that it will be easy for you. Now let us together read. I will write it for you. Don't go with the. Because I will choose for you. Yes. I want you, sisters, now look to me here and you will learn. Now, what is for you? Okay. Now, I will clarify to you how to read this one. Now, when I see this elongated curve coming back, I say to myself, this is the letter heavy S. Okay, because we remember how to write the letter Sad, elongated curve coming back, this is the heavy S. So I have to collect all my mouths. I have to pronounce a very heavy letter, Sa. Okay, and it has an A, so it will be Sa. And it has this one, so there is a long vowel coming, so it will be sa-ber, sa-ber, ber, sa-ber, sa-ber is patient, okay, sa-ber. Again, all of us, how you will get it in your mind, because we are still, you know, we just get it now, you tell to yourself, always remember the curve, how I remember this difficult letter, I remember it from the way I write it. Okay, curve coming down and up. So this is the letter Sad. Okay, so when I read, okay, what is this, sisters? So that we learn everything. You know what is this? Yes, this is Sad, but what is this in the Sad? This is that one. When I remove it, I make this one. Okay, I want to clarify to you this so that you... Now this is the letter Sad, correct? Now I want to write it at the beginning. So when I write it at the beginning, I have to remove this one. So when I remove this one, it will be, you see, this is this one. But I remove it. I didn't make like this. Instead of making like this, I remove this one and I keep this one. Okay, so that you write correctly. This is the letter Sa. So now I will make Sa. This is the Sa. I will make it Sa-ber. I got tired. Subhanallah. Now, let us read it. The most important. This is the letter Sa. When I say Sa, heavy S, collect your mouth. Start saying Sa-ber. So, the most important for me today is to know how to curve your mouth and to say it very heavily. Sa-ber. Sober. All of you together?
Sober.
Again?
Sober.
Again?
Sober.
Again?
Sober.
Okay, we'll have a word about the dot. Okay? This is, inshallah, so that you know how to pronounce it at home, and then I will revise with you the sad and dot, inshallah, with the next group. This is the word of the dot. What is this word? Ard. Ard is earth. Okay, when Allah say in the Quran, خَلَقْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضُ 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 in the Quran, this is the أرض. أرض. You see, alhamdulillah, we are learning the words, how gradually, alhamdulillah, this is a, and this is, okay, أرض, okay. أرض, أرض. What I want you to concentrate, how to pronounce the dad. أرض, أرض, not أرض, د, no, not د, د. Da, ard, 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 ard. Yeah, pronounce it 5 times.
Ard,
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 ard. Okay, ard. Okay. Inshallah, the homework is from the vocabulary page 28. Okay, baha.
سبح
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 سجد
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 سحاب
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 ساحر
ساحر
خاسرة
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 خ
حزر
شجر
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 بشر
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 أشد
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 شر
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 then escape two words and read with me صابر
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 heavy heavy thought not this one escape two words and move to the third one صابر
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 let us move to the next page okay the first one أرض
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 أرض جزاكم الله